Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Johnny Welage. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Piffle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les McCrabb. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Les McCrabb. And now, play ball. Johnny Welage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welage strikes out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Welage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bloodworth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welage. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCrabb moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCrabb scores. Brancato moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Chapman trapped. There's the throw to Piffle who tags Chapman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 0 for 1 in the game. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb is 0 for 1 in the game. McCrabb hits a fly ball into left field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle is 0 for 1 in the game. Piffle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses scores. McCoy moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. McCoy scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1. Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Travis moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. Travis moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle is 0-for-2 in the game. Piffle strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb is 0-for-2 in the game. McCrabb bunts towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCrabb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-3 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Senators, 5, Athletics, 5. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle is 0 for 3 in the game. Piffle hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bloodworth covering, for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Les McCrabb. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miles moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Lum Harris now pitching. Buddy Meyer pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 4 in the game. Wellage hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lewis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.